This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. After turkey and football and I guess whatever family messiness happens in your house, what else is there to do this Thanksgiving weekend? Well, there's always the mall, if it still exists, obviously. If your mall survived the pandemic, it might look a little more bougie than it did in the before times. Think Burberry's and Cartier more than JCPenney and hot dogs on a stick. Marketplace's Matt Levin has more now on the very K-shaped mall recovery.
The 5.5 million square foot Mall of America near Minneapolis felt more like a retail mausoleum for much of 2020, which is why Executive Vice President Jill Renslow is very eager to share what's new.
We have a new 25,000 square foot attraction that has go-karting and axe throwing and amazing pizza.
If you have too much tryptophan in your system for the axe throwing, you can always do some shopping, although some stores will have longer lines than others.
Chanel, Gucci, Prada, which do phenomenal in this marketplace.
You'll still find GameStops and Gaps at Mall of America, but the bread and butter of many malls is looking more like Caviar and Bellini's these days.
During the pandemic, there was a huge demand for luxury goods.
Venky Shankar is a marketing professor at Texas A&M. He says rich people didn't spend money on vacations in 2020, but they would run out to the mall for a handbag.
And so the luxury retailers had more opportunities to sell, and so they become a safer bet for mall.
Matt Quint at Columbia University says malls in higher income areas are still struggling to find anchor stores, but they're making do. And for malls in less wealthy neighborhoods, some can be turned into housing or mixed-use developments, but
the reality is many of them will be ghost malls, and there will not be an appetite for quite some time to convert it into anything.
Can't bring the kids to a ghost mall this weekend. Maybe you can see if an Amazon warehouse will let them play with the forklift. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.